expert money advice you can depend on. Weekdays with Clark Howard and Dave Ramsey, and midday every Sunday with Elise Glink on AM 750 and now 95.5 FM News Talk WSB.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Elise Glink Show. Hard to believe we've had a gruesome week on Wall Street, but we're all still standing. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. We're on a little bit of a different time schedule today. We gave you a little bit of warning. There's all kinds of football stuff that changes on Saturday, and so that then changes our Sunday schedule around. So you've just been listening to Dave Baker, my good friend. He's out at the home show. And now we're going to talk about a little bit about money and real estate. Mortgage interest rates dropped again this week. It's kind of crazy what's going on with mortgage interest rates, but it all ties back directly to the economy, as we've talked about so many weeks in a row. The fact that mortgage interest rates are at an all-time historic low, like a 60-plus year low, we're talking World War II low here, is not a good sign. It doesn't mean that it's anything good. And what we're seeing really is the result of craziness on Wall Street. Look what happened in the Wall Street this week. Really nuts. We're going to talk about that in a minute. We are online all the time. ThinkGlink.com. ThinkGlink.com. Don't forget to check out the blog for the show notes. If you're new to the show, welcome. We talk about money and real estate every single week, and we talk a lot about how to solve the problems that you're having in everyday life, whether it's jobs, managing your money, credit, fixing your credit, getting a mortgage, refinancing, loan modifications, something very near and dear to my heart, all of that available to you. So lines are wide open if we can help out today, 404-872-0750. Don't forget to check out all the cool cribs that we're doing, celebrity cribs on Money Watch this week, and I'll run through those in a little bit. And then on the Equifax Finance blog, all about real estate, tax, and credit. So a lot of good stuff going on there as well. 9 minutes past the hour, I think we have to go to the economy and what's going on with the stock markets. This is what they call a rather gruesome week. On Thursday, we watched as the Dow dipped 570-odd points. I don't know. It closed down about 330. We were up just a tad on Friday, up 37 points. We ended the week at 10,771. It was a loss for the blue chips just in the week of 6.4%. The S&P 500 plunged 6.4%, and NASDAQ slid 5.3%. Gold, which everybody's been rushing to gold, right? We've been talking about a month and a half ago. Gold was at like 1900. It was really unbelievably high, and we saw gold drop 10% over the course of the week. It was the biggest drop on a percentage basis in 28 years. Moving on to energy, we saw oil tumble $8.11 a barrel, or 9.22%, $79.85 over the same period. It's the steepest retreat since May. Where is everybody going with their money? Well, they're all around the world racing into treasury bonds, and the yields on the 10-year note touched record lows, made a little bit of a comeback Friday. It's now sitting at 1.833%, which is, hard. It's hard to believe. Like a couple of years ago, it was like at 4%. Now it's at 1.833%. Really crazy. Volatility has just been enormous this week. People are really nuts. And even though the experts are talking about how cheap the stock market is, I don't think anybody's believing that it couldn't get a lot cheaper. In fact, in Barron's this week, Barron's is owned by the Wall Street Journal, but they've got a columnist I'm a big fan of, Alan Abelson. He was talking this week about how stocks could indeed get a whole lot cheaper. And I was reading through what he was saying, reading between the lines, and he's talking about capitulation. Capitulation in the stock market is where everybody finally says, oh my God, throw in the towel, it's going to be bad. And the last time we saw capitulation, although some people might argue it was panic-induced selling, not capitulation, a little bit of a difference there, was back in March of 2009, 2+ years ago, when the stock market hit like 6,600. You remember that day. It was my husband Sam's birthday, March 9th. That is also the day, like maybe 12 years ago, that NASDAQ hit its all-time record high. way back when, and it has not come back. We're now down, the Dow is now down about 17% from its high. We're almost in traditional bear territory, right? Bear territory is when the stock market falls 20% from whatever high it is at. And we're almost there. It's really, really scary. And what is going on with jobs, with unemployment, where it just seems like as long as we go anywhere near the 400,000 mark, then we're doing better. But reality is the economy needs to grow at about 2.5% per year. By the way, we're nowhere near that. But 2.5% a year to absorb all of the new people, the growth in this country, people graduating college, looking for jobs, whatever it is, we're like going to be at less than 1% this year. So we're stalling out. Europe is a complete and total mess. China is starting to stall out. And we are seeing the world's economies come to a slow, I don't know, you could call it a halt. It might get to a halt, I don't know. Stalling out means it's just like, really, we're not really growing anymore. We're not. We're growing at 0.5% a year. That's not enough, and that could end up stalling. It's like a plane. So that's why they use the plane metaphors. You know, so the plane's engines stop, it starts to stall, and then it falls back to Earth. So we're at a really interesting junction. Greece is scaring people. The EU is scaring people. China's lack of growth is scaring people. And these massive tankers that carry oil around the world. There's a new one out that was like 2 million barrels of oil. Just don't want that to ever break down and spill into somewhere. But apparently they're being rented for like $1,000 a day, which is not even the price, you know, enough gas to run them, because the demand is not quite there. And it's really interesting when you start backing it down and you start thinking about what's going on with the economy, what is happening out there. So dreadful week in the stock market. We don't have any indication just yet. I was looking before we went on the air, because we're starting so late today, what's going on in Europe. I haven't really, not really seeing what's going on. Well, Europe is not open yet, but over in Asia, not really seeing what's happening yet. So we'll keep an eye on it, see what happens as the show goes on. 404-872-0750. Let's go to the phones. Terry joins us on the line from Marietta. Hi, Terry.
Hi, Elise. I started to say good morning, but you're on your new time, so...
It's just for this week. How about that? Good afternoon to you.
Indeed. I have aging parents who are in their mid to late 70s. They have a 30-year fixed mortgage at a little over 5%.
Mm-hmm.
The house is valued at about $160-something, and they owe $90 on it.
Okay.
And they have 22 years left on the mortgage.
Okay.
They are really pinched because their 5% CDs have finally are coming up, and they're looking for ways to supplement their Social Security income. And I thought, would they qualify to refinance?
You know, it's a great question. So if they owe $90,000, what kind of money are they getting in Social Security?
I think between the two of them, they're getting about between $3,500 a month.
Okay, so that works out to about $38,000 a year.
Right.
Yes, I think they'd probably qualify, especially with today's low interest rates. So for them, they're never going to pay off this loan.
Right.
It's unlikely. I mean, if they got a 30-year loan. 30-year loans this week went below 4% for the first time, I think, ever, or a touch to low. So I think they were quoting like 3.85% for a 30-year. That should give them a little bit of room. So even though they go back and they add 8 years back on, I'm not sure that matters for them. They're really all about the payment.
Exactly.
So you might want to help them find a good mortgage broker, talk to a couple of different ones, and see. Now, you can't have age discrimination, so they can't look at how old your parents are. All they can do is try and qualify them based on their income, which is Social Security, which, by the way, is pretty much guaranteed. It's not like they're going to lose that job.
Seniors, yeah, and their mortgage is with Chase, so...
Well, do they have an FHA by any chance?
That I don't know. I was speaking to them yesterday, and I knew you'd be on today, and I got as much as I could, but I didn't get that.
You might want to go over to their house and take a look at the loan document. right? So if they have an FHA loan, they can call Chase and say, we want you to do an FHA streamline refinance. So they don't change anything about the loan except the interest rate. So they might be able to drop from 5.5% to just say 4%. With just a couple $100 if they have an FHA loan. If not, you can talk to Chase and see if Chase is willing to do anything, but you might want to shop around a little bit.
Sure.
And if you can help them, they could probably do it with very little in the way of closing costs. You just take a slightly higher interest rate.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you can help them with the closing costs, then they'll be a little bit in better shape. But I think they're good candidates for this.
Super. That's kind of what I wanted to hear, but it's great to hear it from you.
Do you know what their credit looks like? I'm sure it's probably very good. They pay their bills on time.
Oh, their credit is stellar. They always pay their bills on time. They're old school.
Great. So they're not going to have any trouble. I would go and have a conversation with a couple of different lenders, see what they can do, focus on as little out-of-pocket as possible, but lowering the monthly payment as much as possible.
Yeah, if they could get 90 or 100 bucks off a month, would be great for them.
I think they could probably do at least that because they paid down the loan for 8 years, so they owe even less than when they first got it.
Mm-hmm.
And the interest rate is going to drop 1.5%.
Terrific.
So I think they'll probably save a little bit more. And during the break, I can try and do the calculation. But if you want to do the calculation on what they would pay at that interest rate, you can either go to my website, thinkglink.com, and click on the tools. And if you want a second opinion, I like the mortgage tools at eloan.com. Just go to the bottom and click on mortgage calculators, and there's a whole bunch of ones there that'll help you through it.
That's great. Thank you very much, Lise.
You're welcome, Terry. Have a great Sunday. 19 minutes past the hour, 404-872-0750. You know, it's interesting, when you're in your 70s, you know, and you're thinking about refinancing to a 30-year mortgage, you know, really what the lenders are looking for is, do you have enough in the way of income to carry you forward? And so for these people who, they get some extra income right now with their bonds, that's actually great. And then they've got Social Security. Now is the time for them to qualify, because now is when they have the income. Once the bonds get called, or once they, you know, run down and they go from 5% to 1%, it could be a much more difficult task to qualify, although I think the ratios look pretty good. But you want to do it when you're at your strongest financially. It just makes the most sense. And one of the things that's a big, big concern to the federal government is that even though the Fed is pushing these long-term interest rates down with a little move called the twist, you think they're out there dancing, very few Americans, fewer and fewer each week, are being able to take advantage of it. So, Terry, good luck to you and your parents. Let me know what happens. 404-872-0750. I'm Elise Glink. You are listening to AM 750, now 95.5 FM, News Talk WSB.
Find her expert advice anytime at thinkglink.com and find her live midday every Sunday on AM 750 and now 95.5 FM. News Talk WSB.
25 minutes past the hour on the Elise Glink Show. Thanks for joining us a little bit later on this Sunday afternoon. So, Terry, if you're still listening, I just did the calculations using the online calculator. I made a little assumption, but if your parents had borrowed originally $120,000 at 5.25% for 30 years, they'd be paying around $662, $663 a month, plus the taxes and insurance. If they get a 4% loan, that $662 payment is going to drop to $429. That's a savings of $240 a month. That's worth fighting for. 404-872-0750. David joins us on the line from Athens. Hi, David.
Hey, how are you doing? Good afternoon.
Great. Good afternoon. What's going on?
Well, I'm currently in the process of doing a VA streamline refinance with my current mortgage company, Wells Fargo.
Yep.
And my current rate is at 5.5%, and they've sent me paperwork with a 4.25% percentage rate for, they sent that to me last week. But then when I heard that the rates had dropped again on Friday, I was thinking, well, should I wait? I have a 90-day, I believe it's a mortgage rate price range protection.
Uh-huh.
And there, so should I be waiting or asking them to send me another
package?
You only
get one pull at it.
Okay.
You do get, how many times can you go back and say, hey, the rates dropped again?
Usually,
you only get one time to do that.
Okay.
Do you know?
I don't know.
So you want to find out. But I think that you probably could get them down to 4% for a 30-year.
Okay.
And they're just going to lower it, whatever you have left on your loan, they're just going to lower it down, right?
Right.
The interest rate. And so how many years do you have left in the loan?
No, they're going to refinance for a 30-year.
Oh, they're going to do a total refinance.
Right.
Okay. I think you ought to be able to get 4%. I think
okay.
It went down quite a bit. I mean, you're not going to get the super lowest rate. Are they financing your closing costs?
I think so, because I'm not paying anything out of pocket. It's
right. So you're going to be a quarter of a point higher anyway.
Okay.
But you might be able to nudge that down a little bit. Was there a reason you didn't do a 15-year? Because you could get a 15-year for like 3% right now.
We're trying to get our monthly payment down.
Oh, perfect. So just stay with the 30-year. Call them back and say, can we do a little bit better? Interest rates dropped again this week, and see what they say. You'll pay a quarter of a point more, so maybe it would get down to 4.125%, but hey, that's a little bit better than where you are. And if you get more than one bite at that apple, at least you've locked in this lower rate. So go back and ask some questions, David, and let me know what they say. 27 minutes past the hour, 404-872-0750. I'm Elise Glink, and I'll be right back.
Every Sunday, Elise Glink is live and new to guide you through your money and real estate questions, only on AM 750. And now, 95.5 FM News Talk WSV.
Show. We are on a little bit late today, 1:30. We'll be here until 3 o'clock. Next week, I think, depending on football, we go back to our regularly scheduled time for football, which is 12 to 2. So just a little bit off this week. Not too bad. Got to follow my good friend Dave Baker, which is always fun here at News Talk WSB. Our number 404-872-0750. Let's take another call, see what we can help some people with. Sarah joins us on the line from Brazelton. Hi, Sarah.
Hi. I had a question. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
We have an FHA loan. Our percent is at 6.125, and we're looking at doing a streamlined refinance to lower our payment. And I was wondering, is it best, we have our loan through GMAC, is it best to go through them, or is there a way to shop around?
If you want to do a streamlined refinance, you have to go through your existing lender.
Okay.
Because what they're basically going to do is, I explained to David, David's doing the same thing but with a VA loan.
Mm-hmm.
And what you do is you call them up and you say, I have an FHA loan. I want a streamlined refinance. And what they should do is basically take you from about 6.125% all the way down to maybe 4%.
Okay.
And they shouldn't change anything about your loan. If you're doing a true streamline, it's really a modification of your existing loan. But loan modification has taken on such a kind of a dangerous such a dangerous term these days.
Right.
But basically what you want them to do is modify the interest rate without changing any of the terms. And it should only cost you a couple hundred bucks.
They said that we would save roughly a couple hundred dollars, which is wonderful.
Yeah.
They also did say that our mortgage insurance would rise if we do this.
Why?
I'm not sure. I didn't know if it was absolutely necessary that we even have it. We pay about $79 a month now. We've had our loan for 5 years, and I thought it was supposed to drop off after 5 years.
No,
and
it only drops... Your mortgage insurance only... First of all, with an FHA loan, your mortgage insurance is only going to drop off. And it depends when you got your loan, because now there are new sort of loan rules. But it used to be it never dropped off with an FHA loan.
Okay.
Now it drops off, but you have to have at least 20% in equity.
Okay.
And with a streamlined refinance, with this modification that they're doing, they're not supposed to pull an appraisal for you. So I'm not quite sure why your mortgage insurance would change at all if you're just lowering the interest rate and you're not changing anything else about the loan. So that
right.
makes me think that you're not talking to the right person, maybe.
Okay.
You should ask the question, first of all, let's walk through this so I understand, so you can help me understand what it is I'm getting. And then you want to ask why they're not just modifying the rate, which is what FHA has directed FHA lenders to do.
Okay.
And why is it that they said your mortgage insurance is going up when nothing else is changing about the loan? And why are they pulling an appraisal because they're not supposed to?
Well, he did say that it would take it back up to a 30-year. Would that be...
So now you're not getting the right thing. So you don't really want to refinance this whole mortgage. What you want them to do is simply lower the interest rate.
Right. Okay. Okay.
Take a deep breath. You can do this.
Yeah.
You know, first of all, you can talk to them as long as you want, as long as you don't sign on the dotted line.
Okay.
And so I think what you really want to do is talk to somebody else and say, I understand that FHA has directed its lenders to simply modify the interest rate on these loans for consumers. You might have to pay a couple $100.
Mm-hmm.
That should be it. And they should take you from 6.125% down to somewhere around 4%.
Okay.
And it should not change.
Yeah, mortgage insurance, they said, would almost triple, and that would kind of put a dent in the difference we would pay monthly.
I don't understand that, and I don't understand. They're supposed to just simply drop the rate and not change anything else.
Okay. Well, that's good to know, then, because we can poke around more at that and figure out.
Yeah, I would definitely poke around. I mean, if you're going to go refinance, you're going to go refinance out of this. Now, do you have any equity in the property?
No. We owe about $177, and we're in a neighborhood, and now it's probably worth maybe $160.
Okay. Well, they're not supposed... You don't want a full refinance here. They're offering you the government-backed refinance, and that's not what you want. What you want is just a streamlined modification. You want them to just lower the interest rate and not pull anything else and not do anything else.
Okay.
And if you can't get them to do it, then don't refinance. If that's all they'll do is this refinance thing, that's not what you want. Because what would be the point if you're going to start paying, you know, triple $210 a month for mortgage insurance? It's ridiculous.
Right. Okay.
All right.
So we want the government back.
No. What they're offering you is the government-backed refinance. You don't want a refinance. You simply want them to take down the interest rate.
Okay. All right. Good to know. Thank you for your help.
You're welcome, Sarah. Let me know what happens, okay? 42 minutes past the hour, 404-872-0750. Joe joins us on the line from Jefferson. Hi, Joe.
How are you today, Elise?
I'm
First
good.
Time caller, long time listener. Thank you for taking my call.
Delighted to have you on board. Welcome.
I have an investment property in Augusta that has a small balance, about $35,000 on it, and it's at 6.5%. And it was on a 15-year initially, and it's down to about 11 years through us paying it or whatever. And so I called the mortgage holder and said, you know, we wanted to see about lowering the interest rate. And, of course, first time I called, they said, well, we'll do that. It'll cost you $1,675. So got to thinking about it, called another office. You can almost not get them on the phone. And the guy said, you know, let me check for streamline. He said, oh, yeah. He said, you can streamline this thing. He said, it'll be $2,200. And so that kind of threw up a red flag. Well, gosh, if you're streamlining the thing, why is it costing me so much? And why is your price different from not streamlining?
You know, the mortgage world has just gotten so much more complicated even than it was 10 years ago. And it was pretty darn complicated back then.
Yeah.
First of all, I'd say to you that if you have an investment property, the fact that you owe $35,000 on it,
correct?
It's not worth doing anything to that. The amount of money, first of all, with an investment property, you're going to pay more. Nobody wants to do a mortgage for $35,000, so you'd probably have to bump that up.
Right.
You're not going to want to bump it up. You're hardly paying anything on this loan as it is.
Yeah.
So there's no point in refinancing this whatsoever. Streamline, otherwise. Secondly, Streamline, I don't believe, is available for investment properties. Even if this started out as an owner-occupied home and then became an investment property, I'm not sure you can do a Streamline modification, which is what I was just explaining to Sarah and Dave, that they're doing those on their FHA loans.
Right.
So you really are going to have to refinance, but it's $35,000. They're probably not going to do it.
Right, and that's what we've been running into. They sort of roadblocks up, but they don't, whatever. But
you're
always trying to save a dollar when you can, and so that's why we talk about it.
I am all about saving the dollar. So how much equity do you think you have in this property?
Probably about 50.
So one
thing... We only borrowed the money. We owned it outright. We borrowed the money to do a remodel on it.
Yep.
And, you know, to use other people's money, and so We've never paid the mortgage insurance or anything.
So here's one possibility, and I'm not sure you can do this because it's an investment property these days. 10 years ago would have been no problem. You can go to a bank and see if you can get a home equity line of credit on the property. Pay for $35,000. Pay off the $35,000 mortgage. Your home equity loan is going to be at like 2.5% right now. Maybe. It might be like 6%, so then you're not really saving much. It just kind of depends. You'd have to shop it around. Or you could take out a home equity loan in your primary residence if you have the equity, and that would be much lower, and then use that to pay it off. But I got to tell you, for $35,000, I think you've already wasted more time than you would have saved. And your time is worth something. The one very big difference that Clark Howard and I have between us is that he thinks time is worthless, and I think that's all you have in life. So I think you're okay.
Well, thank you so much for your time, and we really appreciate your show.
Oh, you're welcome, Joe. Thanks so much for saying that, and thanks for hanging out with me today. 404-872-0750. Let's talk to Tim from Buford. Hi, Tim. Welcome to the Elyse Glink Show.
Hi, good morning, Elyse, or good afternoon.
Yeah, I know. We're all confused about the time today.
Exactly.
What's on your mind?
Well, my wife and I are considering the purchase of a second home. This would be for a vacation home for our family. And this is the first time we've done this. But we were just curious on what is the best way to set that new home purchase up or that second home purchase up, the right questions to ask, or potentially even considering setting it up under an LLC.
Why would you do that?
Well, we are currently debt-free, living the Dave Ramsey lifestyle.
Love that.
We currently own our home here in Buford outright. And we just want to make sure that we're protecting our current assets as we take that next step.
Are you going to rent out this property?
Potentially.
I would not open up an LLC. So the reason that investors sometimes open up an LLC is to protect them. But you end up spending a lot of money, more money, I think, and you get less protection. And there are reasons to open up an LLC. I have an LLC. I mean, there are just reasons to do it. But in this case, you're buying a second home that you said is going to be a vacation home primarily for your family. You might rent it out, you might not. So the income from that is just going to flow straight to you anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and it would through an LLC. What you might want to do is buy some extra umbrella insurance. Do you have umbrella insurance?
Yes, we do.
So how much do you have?
I've got a $2 million policy.
Great. You may want to up that to like $4 million.
Okay.
And that'll cover you and do it so that it covers you and this new property. And then you'll buy insurance for the new property as well. And you'll buy vacation home insurance. Because it's not your primary residence, it's a second residence. And if you end up renting it out, you'll add to that coverage. But the amount that you'll spend, the additional amount, might go from, let's say, if you're spending $200 or $300 a year for your $2 million in coverage, you might go to $400 a year.
Right, double up, okay.
Right, so you're going to spend a little bit more. Now, if you open up an LLC, you've got all kinds of other paperwork to do. You've got filing fees. You've got all this stuff. You're going to spend way more than a couple $100 to get that done, and it's going to be annoying.
Okay.
And for one property. Now, if you said to me, Elyse, I'm going to buy a whole fleet of vacation homes.
Right.
I'm going to make this a business. I'm going to hire employees. I'd say to you, you know what? Open up an LLC and separate your lives. But
right. That's
not what you're talking about. I think you can find other ways to protect against liability. And by the way, love Dave Ramsey. I'm working with him on a project now called eCredible, which is it's eCredible.com. And what it does is it helps people who live the Dave Ramsey lifestyle and people who just don't have credit. Like they can't even qualify for a FICO score. You probably can qualify for a FICO score, but a lot of like 50 million Americans can't. And eCredible helps them under a new federal law collect all the other kinds of things that they do. They pay rent, or you pay your utility bills. This helps you count and prove that you are credit worthy. And so Dave Ramsey loves it, has endorsed it, and I love it too.
Right. Well, thank you for the advice, Elyse.
You're welcome, Tim. Thanks for calling the show. 49 minutes past the hour on the Elyse Glink Show. We have a great show continuing to come up. Don't forget, we've got news, weather, and traffic. Don't forget to pick up today's Atlanta Journal-Constitution. There's a great investigation, as they have every single week. You'll want to check that out. It is 10 before the hour, AM 750, now 95.5 FM, News Talk, WSB.
Expert money advice you can depend on. Weekdays with Clark Howard and Dave Ramsey. And midday every Sunday with Elise Glick on AM 750. And now, 95.5 FM, News Talk, WSB.
5 minutes past the hour on the Elise Glick Show. Thanks so much for joining us today. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. We have a whole other hour because we're on extra. Well, we're not really on extra. We're just on late. So hang out with us at least for another hour here on News Talk WSB. Janice joins us on the line.
Have you ever been out here when they play?
Janice?
Yes?
Hi, this is Elise Glick. You're on the show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. What's on your mind?
Well, I have a mortgage, a 30-year mortgage. I purchased my home in April 2006, first and second mortgage. And basically, I know I need to refinance, but I think I have a hang-up on the whole, I'm already upside down. Mm-hmm. And I know I can refinance because one of the loans is owned by Fannie Mae. But I'm having a hard time wrapping my head around, I'm already upside down, and when I refinance, I'm going to be even more upside down because of the closing costs.
Can you afford to pay the closing costs out of pocket?
No.
Okay.
No, but I know there's another point of view, and that's why I'm calling you, just to see if maybe you can give me some perspective, because I just keep getting hung up on that whole idea.
Well, I think you have to take, first of all, I'm really sorry that you bought your house at the height of the market. And
thank you.
You are so far. How far underwater do you think you are?
I know I owe about $173 between the two mortgages. I paid $200 for the house, and I haven't actually had it appraised, but I think it's probably going to appraise for $160 to $165.
So you're not that far underwater.
Right.
And your interest rate on the loans, what is your interest rate?
On the first 30-year fixed, it's 6.75%, and on the second fixed mortgage is 7.75%.
So you're paying a lot for these loans. And
I
think what you have to do is you have to think about how you're going to get into a better place. And the only way you're going to get into a better place is to refinance. You may be able to refinance these loans into one loan for like 4%. If you can do that, if you can refinance both of those loans and shave 2 and 3% off the loan, whatever you're paying in closing costs is going to be well worth it down the line. You've got to get back to even. You've got to refinance. And you've got to get out of these mortgage rates that are only going to drag you down long term. Janice, you got to think strategically and for the long run. And where do you want to be in 15 years? Refinancing is going to help you get there. I recommend you do it. 58 minutes past the hour on the Elise Glick Show. 404-872-0750. We're going to talk about unemployment next. Stay tuned to News Talk WSB.
Find her expert advice anytime at thinkglink.com and find her live midday every Sunday on AM 750 and now 95.5 FM News Talk WSB.
7 minutes past the hour, 2:07 p.m. on the Elise Glick Show. So glad you could join us for this a little bit delayed version of our show. Thanks to football yesterday. We'll be back on at our 12 to 2 football hours next week, I'm told. Unless something else happens, in which case we'll be late again or early or who knows where. But we will be here at some point in time next Sunday on News Talk WSB. 404-872-0750. European Union, the EU, is considering nearly a $2 trillion deal. I'm coughing on that. $2 trillion. It's 2 trillion pounds. 1.75 trillion pounds, which works out to nearly $3 trillion. No, it's a little bit less than that. It's about $3 trillion. To save the euro. This was just announced 9 p.m. London time. There's a story in the Telegraph that's online now. It was written. So it was this afternoon, London time. This is a deal that would set up a massive fund. $3 trillion is pretty darn significant. And it would create some sort of a monetary firewall among the worst or the most indebted Eurozone countries, allow for an what they call an orderly Greek default on some of its liabilities and bail out the European banks most at risk from their debts. It's a German and French plan. It could cost the British economy billions of dollars. And there's going to, it's going to be brokered by the G20 group of nations. It's going to hopefully ring what they call ring fence the crisis around Greece, Portugal, and Ireland, and try to keep it from spreading to Italy and Spain. That's part of the pigs, as we talk about, the five really damaged economies. It would bail out the European banks, mostly French. Greece would be able to default on some of its £300 billion in debt, so that's about $450 to $500 billion. And the IMF is going to put on the International Monetary Fund, apparently, according to this report, is going to put up some cash for this as well. Very interesting new report out from the Telegraph. Not quite sure how that's going to be received by the, you know, the stock markets tomorrow all over the world, which is interesting that this stuff, remember a couple of years ago in 08, how all the big news got announced after the stock markets all closed on Friday and before Asia opened on Sunday, so that you could get some sort of internal reaction before anybody started trading on the news. And that seems to be what's happening here, is that they're announcing this huge £1.75 trillion, or about $3 trillion deal to save the euro. This at least is the kind of number I've been expecting to hear for the last 3 years. Trillion with a T as opposed to billion with a B, which never quite seemed enough. And now they're starting to get very, very serious about money. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. 404-872-0750. Meanwhile, on our own borders, we have like 28 million Americans out of work or underemployed, not able to meet their debts, not able to pay their mortgages. And we have a lot of people who want to cut off the unemployment. Very scary for those people. There's been a tremendous amount of damage with the stock market diving again. We're down 17% from the high. People are losing equity. And as we heard for earlier in the show, just from the very first caller, people who still are hanging on to those 5% bonds are about to get those are going to evaporate and be replaced by like 1% money. Sam said to me the other day, I moved some money into a bank, Discover Bank. It's paying 1%. And I said, wow, 1%. Like, that doesn't even come close to meeting the rate of inflation, which has been higher than that, although still within the Fed's limits. And we were talking about how just 1%, I mean, you're just trying to stay ahead of losing money is all you're doing. Just remarkable where we have gone. 404-872-0750. Let's go back to the phones. Jim joins us on the line from Jonesboro. Hi, Jim. Welcome to the Elyse Glink Show.
Hey, how are you today?
I'm fine, thanks. What's on your mind?
We did a refinance back in May of this year. We dropped the 1 point from 5.25 to 4.25. Knocked about 3 years off the length of the loan. And now the rates are down. I went back to the bank and inquiring about the streamlined refinance that you were talking about earlier, and was told that the loan has to be a year old in order to qualify for the streamline.
Okay.
And I'm just curious, is that right?
Sounds right. It sounds right. I mean, there are things that they, you know, there are definitely some rules that are put into place. Did you go with an FHA loan?
Yes.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I haven't read that rule, but that doesn't sound unreasonable.
It doesn't sound fair.
Okay. So, why would they, let's talk about why they might put a rule like that into place.
Right. Uh-huh.
So, what they're trying to do is prevent fraud.
Uh-huh.
And make sure that it's still your primary residence. And they, you know, I'm trying to think of what else that rule would be in there for, but probably it has to do with perfecting the loan.
Okay.
And the promises that are made when that loan is resold, that it would be held for at least a year. Now, they can't control it if you go somewhere else, right? You could just go somewhere else and pay to refinance again.
right? But that's a losing cause from where I am at this point.
No question. I'm not saying that. I'm just trying to suggest reasons why. So they go out and they sell to a bunch of, you know, they say to the investors, we guarantee that this loan will be intact for, you know, we're not going to change the interest rate for a year. So that's how part of how they get people to buy those loans. So it doesn't sound unreasonable to me.
I offered to pay, of course, I had already paid, I pay extra on the, you know, the mortgage every month, and
mm-hmm.
I paid probably since May, $2,100 on the equity side, on the loan side, and I said, well, what if I pay the balance between what I've paid and a year's notes, does that qualify? I mean, he said, and I was told, no, that's only one payment.
Right. So the question is, did you go with another, what did you do? You went from a 30-year to a 15-year?
It was, I'm at a 15. I was at like 17 and 0.9 months from a 25.
Mm-hmm.
We dropped it to a 15. We knocked like 2 years plus 9 months off of the length of the loan.
Okay.
So, you know, at this point, it just appears that, you know, my best option is to just continue paying the...
Well, here's the thing, Jim, because I paid to refinance my 15-year loan, which had 14 years left, but this is now the third time I've refinanced in 3 years my 15-year loan.
Okay.
And I just got 3.25%.
Right.
With paying like $400, and I financed the rest of my closing costs.
Okay.
But I will save $20,000 by doing that, and I'm now down to 3.25.
Right.
You're at 4.25.
Right.
If you wanted to pay out of pocket those closing costs,
mm-hmm.
you could probably go down to 3%.
Right.
But even at 4.25, you'll save some money there. So how much is the loan amount that you have left?
It's about $76,000.
Okay, and let's just say you could get 3.25%
mm-hmm.
and pay almost nothing, and it's a 15-year loan.
Right.
Okay? You're going to pay your payment, not including taxes and insurance, but your monthly payment will be $534.
Mm-hmm.
How much do you pay now?
I'm paying like $613, but I pay my taxes and insurance separately.
Okay, irrelevant, really,
right.
to the conversation.
Right.
So you're talking about saving $75, another $75 a month
right.
on the loan. If you just apply that mm-hmm. every month, what you'll probably end up doing is dropping it from 15 years to 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
So now you've gone from a 15-year loan, or you had, let's say, almost 15 years left, or 14 years left,
right.
now down to 12. So you save 2 whole years of payments. That's got to be worth like $20,000 to you.
Okay.
So, or maybe not quite that much. Maybe it's worth $10,000. But it's seriously worth more than what you would pay to refinance that loan. So I think what I would do is, and you can just do the numbers yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a numbers play.
Right.
So how much do you save? How much will you save by actually paying out of pocket the $2,100 that you offered to pay into this thing?
Right.
How much will you actually save if you refinance?
Okay.
Just do a true refinance. And if the answer is, well, you have to pay $3,000, but you can get a 3% interest rate.
Right.
Right? Let's see what that does for you. That brings your monthly payment down to $524. So now you're saving about $100 a month.
Okay.
So that's two and a half extra payments a year, and that's probably enough to drop your mortgage from 15 years to 12 and a half years.
Okay.
Or 13 years. So all I'm saying is do the numbers. If you're going to save more by doing it,
right.
go out and do a real refinance and don't mess around with this business if you have to wait another 6 months. Although I have to tell you, I don't think interest rates are going to be that much higher, if higher at all, in 6 months.
Okay. All right, well, those are good points. I hadn't really looked at it from that angle of you know, what's the savings over the long period of the loan versus what the cost would be to refi.
Yeah, I mean, if you tell me you're going to stay there 2 more years, I would say forget refinancing altogether.
Yeah. No, I've been here. This is it until I go to the retirement home somewhere.
Famous last words.
Well,
but seriously, you do have to plan, so.
Well, I'm retired already, but we love the house, and even though it is down in Jonesboro, Clayton County. This area has been very nice where we are. We're in the south end of the county, and you know, it's very nice. And the value of the property is down somewhat, but this area has held fairly good overall for the county. So.
Well, knock on wood for that, because Jonesboro has been hit pretty hard. So,
yeah, so we're still, probably 90, 95,000, almost 100,000 equity still left in the house. And so, you know, this, and hopefully it won't drop any more than that. But anyway, I appreciate that. I will crunch the numbers tonight and then probably go to the bank tomorrow and say, hey, you know, if you want my business, here's what you got to do, or otherwise I'm going somewhere else.
Yeah, I think that that's a perfectly legitimate thing to do.
Yeah, all right. I thank you very much for your program. We enjoy it, and you're doing a great service to this community.
Well, thank you so much for saying that, Jim. I really appreciate it, and appreciate your long-term listenership. In fact, we've had a bunch of calls today from people who have been listening for years, and it's... makes me feel so happy. We're in our, I think, our 10th year now of this show, and I just feel like it's one big conversation, and everybody, including me, is getting smarter. 404-872-0750, 19 minutes past the hour. We'll take a quick call. We have a prize pack we're giving away just after the break, so stay tuned for that as well. Marcia joins us on the line. Hey, Marcia.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What's on your mind?
I have two questions, actually, but the one that I called for originally was my daughter. I heard all the talk about streamlining the mm-hmm. loans. She's been in her home, she and her husband, about 12 years. They have 6.5%, but they're upside down in it. So when she tried to refinance, they wouldn't do it. And I just wondered if there's any hope for her refinancing at a lower rate with a streamline.
Wow, how awful to be in a home for 12 years paying on a mortgage and now you're upside down.
Yep.
Depending on what she has, she might be able to do the government-backed refinance program on making home affordable, where
okay.
they're not supposed to pull the appraisal, and they are allowing them to refinance up to like 125%. So it depends how far underwater she actually is.
Well, they owe like 140 something, and it's worth about 100.
Oh, heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Well, she's not going to be able to refinance under that program because she's about 140%, you know,
okay.
of the loan amount, but or the value. But
I mean, it may be worth a little more. I don't really know.
It doesn't.
Know at this
it's
point.
Not even close. Is
right.
what the point is. But what she may want to do is hang out because the government is supposedly coming up with yet another program to help people who are as much underwater as she is, or 150% of what the property is worth. And that would be her opportunity. Is she having trouble making her payments?
No, not at the moment.
Okay. So then she should just stick tight, and even though it's annoying, she should just keep paying because, yes, it would be great if she could get a 4% mortgage. But
okay.
she's already 12 years into the loan, and so her savings would not be that spectacular. She'd have to go to a 15-year mortgage, but she can't unless she has a whole bunch of cash. So I really feel like she should hang in tight, see if there's a better refinance better refinance program that's going to come out that she will qualify for. And we'll, you know, hope for the best for her. We have to take a quick break, Marcia. I know you had a second question. Why don't you hang out? We'll do our prize pack, and then I'll come back, and we'll have just a quick minute to get your second question in. 21 minutes past the hour. Stay tuned for the prize pack here on News Talk WSB.
Every Sunday, Elise Glink is live and new to guide you through your money and real estate questions. Only on AM 750 and now 95.5 FM. News Talk WSB.
26 minutes past the hour, we have our WSB McDonald's Weekend Prize Pack. $380, folks. It includes a pair of tickets to see Lily Tomlin. I love her. November 4th at the Atlanta Symphony Hall, produced by ASO Presents. A full house plumbing inspection, courtesy of Superior Plumbing. Get ready for the winter floods, and a one-week breakfast prize pack courtesy of McDonald's. Awesome. All that can be yours if you're the fifth caller, 404-741-0750. Be nice to Clint. He is going to take your call. Marcia, we just have like 30 seconds left. What's
okay.
the question?
We've been in a house 3.5 years. We have a 15-year loan at 4.5%, and I want to know if we ought to refinance.
And 15-year at 4.5%, and you've had it for how long?
We built the house about 3.5 years ago.
I would say that you should go and investigate. It's probably worth refinancing if you can go from a 4.5% loan all the way down to a 3 or 3.25% loan. You'll start the clock ticking at 15 years, but you're going to keep making those payments. You'll probably get down to a 12% loan probably worthwhile, but it's just on the fence. 27 minutes past the hour. Stay tuned. We got another half hour, folks. 404-872-0750 on News Talk WSB.
Expert money advice you can depend on. Weekdays with Clark Howard and Dave Ramsey. And midday every Sunday with Elise Glink on AM 750. And now, 95.5 FM. News Talk WSB.
2:35 p.m. this Sunday afternoon. Thanks so much for joining us here on the Elise Glink Show. Don't forget to check out my website and sign up for the free weekly newsletter, thinkglink.com, thinkglink.com. It tells you what we're writing about on Money Watch. It tells you what we're doing on the Equifax Finance blog. It tells you what we're doing with eCredible, which is a new project that we're working with. If you have no credit, let's say you've never had a credit card, or you have terrible credit because you've been hit, smacked on the side of the head with this recession and what's been going on. You've had a foreclosure. You're now bankruptcy. Now you're trying to rebuild. eCredible might be able to help. It's a new project for people to help use alternative credit means, your rent payments and your utility payments and all the rest, to help prove that you're credit worthy. So if you want to buy a car, or you ultimately want to buy a house, someday you're going to be able to have the credit that you need to do it. So eCredible.com, you'll see my mug up there along with some information that we share. I really believe in what they're trying to do. They're going to try and help so many people who have been hurt by this economy, and I'm proud to be associated with them. 404-872-0750. Let's go back to the phones. Chuck joins us on the line from Jackson. Hi, Chuck.
Hey, good afternoon. How are you doing, Elise?
I'm fine, thanks. What's on your mind today?
I've got a quick question. I was listening to you earlier, and I heard you say something about streamlined modifications.
Mm-hmm.
And my question is, we currently have a mortgage with SunTrust. It's a 30-year, and we owe approximately about $150,000 on the loan. Is that something we can do? I'm not sure if we have an FHA or traditional. I'm not exactly sure.
Well, what's your interest rate?
Interest rate is 5.625.
Okay, so you could certainly refinance as long as you have any equity in the property. Do you have any equity?
I'd say a little. I mean, with the downgrade of the price, you know, the housing here, I don't know if it has actually put us to where we don't have equity. We do. I'm not exactly sure. So.
Okay. So the one way that you'd be able to tell if you have an FHA loan is to go back and look at your documents. So do you still have your mortgage docs?
Yes, ma'am.
So at the top of the mortgage docs, it would say, at somewhere on that home page, front page, it would say FHA loan.
Okay.
So if you have an FHA loan, you would go back to SunTrust and say, we have an FHA loan. We would like you to lower our interest rate.
Okay.
And we don't want to refinance. We just want you to lower the interest rate. The FHA has made this a requirement that you should do that, and we want to talk to somebody who can help us with it.
Okay.
And you may have to pay a couple $100 for that, but that's what that is. Now, if you do not have an FHA loan, and you have, let's say you're even, your house is worth $150, your loan is $150, or even your house is worth $130 and your loan is $150, you may qualify for a government-backed refinance under the Making Home Affordable Plan. And that would take your loan from probably 5.625% down to somewhere around 4.5%. You don't get the very lowest rate, but it's lower than what you have now, and they're not supposed to pull an appraisal, and they're not really supposed to, you know, the charges are not, it's not really supposed to charge you much.
Okay.
So you can go, if you don't have an FHA, that would be your second backup.
Okay.
All right? But what you don't want to do is get a loan modification, unless you're having terrible trouble making your payments.
No, we're not. I'm just looking for a way to increase our monthly intake and decrease our outflow. So.
Yeah, cash flow. You're looking for cash flow. So you want to look at your documents first, see if you have an FHA loan. If you do, you know which way you're going to go there. If you don't, you want to call and see if you're eligible for the government refinance program. And you can read about it at makinghomeaffordable.gov. Makinghomeaffordable.gov, and you're looking for the HAMP refinance.
HAMP.
Let me pull that up right now, and I can tell you exactly where it is on the site. You know, I can't always remember where everything is on these sites, and they change them around a little bit. But you have, okay, so now I'm on the site, and it says programs. And under where it says programs, what you're looking for is the Now, why did it bring up campaigns? Okay, totally brought up the wrong thing. Okay, what you're trying to do, okay, just hover over programs, and it says lower your payments, lower your rates, get help if you're unemployed, get help with the second mortgage, get help with a fallen home value, exit gracefully. That's a nice way of saying you don't qualify for anything. So you want to look there. It's makinghomeaffordable.gov. It's the official program from the government, and that would be the place. But first check and see if you have an FHA loan, because that's just going to be an easier way to go.
Okay. Yeah, one more question, if you don't mind. If we do have an FHA loan and we do not have equity, is that something we can still do?
Yes, because they're not supposed to pull an appraisal on the property.
Okay, cool.
They're supposed to do it.
Okay, thank you so much. Y'all have a great afternoon.
Thank you, Chuck. You do the same. Thanks for joining the show today. 41 minutes past the hour, News Talk WSB. Patel joins us on the line. Hi, Patel. Welcome to the program.
Hi. I got two properties in my town. I bought it cheap, and I owed about $1,600 tax on it. And I do like to get rid of, because those properties are not worth it nothing. Is there any easy way to get rid of them?
I'm not sure I really understand the problem. You want to sell both of the properties?
I bought it in a tax sale, like, really cheap.
Uh-huh.
And those properties are not worth anything to me. And I just want to get rid of them. And it's the tax owed on it, about $1,600 to $1,800 on each one of them, which I don't want to pay. And just get rid of the property. How can I do that?
Well, you can advertise them for sale. Is it possible that the prior owner is going to pay the tax and buy it back from you?
Uh-huh.
Is that happening?
I don't think so, because those properties not worth nothing, and prior owners have not paid tax on it 10 years before.
Okay. So if you just let those properties go, it's going to impact your credit history?
Uh-huh.
So you should try and sell them. You can list them for sale with an agent. You can put them for sale. You can run an ad that just says 1,800 moves you in, because that's the amount that's owed on the taxes.
That's not the houses. It's just only land.
Oh, it's just a land? The property is land, vacant land? Well, you can just say, you know, $1,800 buys you this property.
Oh, okay.
Property for sale, $1,800, and run some ads. You can put it online.
Uh-huh.
You can list it if the property's worth. Is the property worth anything more than that or not?
Uh-huh. No, it's not. To me, it's not.
To you, it's not. Is it worth that to somebody else?
No.
So let me just reiterate. You have to decide who wants to buy this property, Patel. And you have to decide what it would be worth. So you can talk to some agents. If the property's worth $20,000 because it's in a great location, it might not be worth that to you, but to somebody else, you can list it. If it's only worth what the taxes are, then you can probably just list it. $1,800 buys you this piece of property, and you can start to put it out there that it's for sale. You can have an agent list it, whatever you want to do. I mean, those are the ways that you sell property. You can put a sign up that says, buy this property for $1,800, call me. You have to start to market it and figure out how you're going to get rid of it. And that would be the best way to do it. You can also go to the neighbors and see if they're interested in buying the property. For $1,800, they may want to add and have a bigger yard. So you're going to have to start sort of beating around and trying to figure out who's going to buy this property and why it's worth it to somebody to do it. 404-872-0750. Lisa joins us on the line from Lithonia. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
What's on your mind?
Well, I relocated back to a rental home that I rented out for 6 years. I had two tenants in there, and that was kind of a nightmare, but I'm back in the house. And the area that I'm in, it has taken a beating from the market.
Mm-hmm.
My payoff is like $75,000, $76,000. But I have seen homes that have been advertised to sell for like $39,000.
Yeah.
And I want out of that neighborhood. I want to move to at least take advantage of the market now. So I don't know, should I just stay and try to pay the mortgage off? Should I put the home for sale at, you know, my payoff price? I'm just trying
to see. Okay, so here's the thing. Do you have $39,000 or $30,000?
No.
Okay. So if you did have $30,000, I would say put the property in the market for $40,000, sell it to somebody and take the extra cash, pay the difference, and move on. If you do a short sale, which is where you sell it, you list it at $40,000 or $50,000, and then the lender has to approve the sale, and then you're going to take a hit, you're not going to be able to buy anything new with a mortgage for 3 to 5 years.
Okay.
Because you'll have done a short sale. So you'd have to buy first and then do the short sale. But it could still follow you. So you have to kind of figure out what you want to do.
Okay.
Can you rent the property again and move on? Because that's one way to do it.
Well, yeah. I mean, and I did that. And, I mean, I am still having to, you know, put new things in. I feel like I'm putting money in a house that I'm trying to leave.
You know, I understand. Yeah, you feel like you're taking a $20 bill and lighting it on fire in your front yard. I get it. It's horrible.
It is.
So then you have to decide, you know, if you can do a short sale and mm-hmm. just get out, what that would, you know, your credit will take a huge hit. It's going to take a while to get back. It's going to take you a couple of years in order to be able to buy with a mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's worth it to you.
Well, that will affect me buying the next house.
It will. For a couple of years, you will not be able to buy another house. But I don't think property prices are going up anytime soon.
Well, should I just kind of focus on throwing everything I can at principal?
Well, I think that's always a good idea.
To pay it off quicker?
Well, you can do that, but if you don't, do you feel safe in the neighborhood?
Yes. I mean, and the schools are not great. You know, I have a son, and he's in a private school right now because I don't want to put him in the public school. So I'm kind of in a tough situation. You know,
why don't you? Okay, so there are a couple. You have a lot of options. One option is you can try and short sell the property. Another option is you can rent out this property, even if you put some stuff in it, rent a property in a new neighborhood with a great school district, move your son out of private school where you're paying for him into a public school where you wouldn't be paying, and use that money to pay off or pay down that other mortgage as quickly as possible, or buy yourself a new house and then, you know, try and get rid of the other house. You've got lots of options.
Okay.
But your son comes first.
Okay.
And his educational needs comes first, because as a parent, that's what you owe him. And you know that. That's why you have him in private school.
Yes.
And I don't ever feel bad about private school. I went to private school, you know, I've considered we always had this deal, Sam and I, that the school situation with our kids would come first, and if we needed to put them into private schools, we would.
Right.
We moved to a neighborhood with an amazing school district because it was a free public school.
Right.
So you need to look at your child and your family and decide what's best for him first.
Okay.
And then the house stuff is going to clear itself up. Because once you focus on the right decision for him, everything else is going to fall away, and it'll be like, oh, I'm going to do a short sale, or, oh, I'm going to rent it out, even if I have to put money in. Now I don't have to pay the money for private school. I'm moving to this other neighborhood. It will work out.
Okay. Okay. Well, I really appreciate it, because I'm just, oh, my God.
I know. It's horrible.
Stuck. I feel like I'm stuck.
I know. So many people, there are millions, this may not make you feel better, but there's like millions of Americans mm-hmm. who feel exactly like they're walking the same mile in your shoes. And if you look at the census numbers,
mm-hmm.
you've seen the smallest number of people move in like the last 10 or 15 years. Nobody can move because they're stuck.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are, you know, when they talk about you have to pay the price, we all have to pay some sort of price to get us out of this place that we're in.
Right.
Unfortunately, this is going to be part of your price.
Because
you have suffered from all the foreclosures in your neighborhood, and the property prices have cratered, and now you've been hit. Somebody who can make your payments, you're stuck, and you can't move. And unfortunately, there's going to be a price for that. You didn't ask for it. It's not like you did anything wrong.
Right.
It's just kind of how it is.
Yeah, and I feel like I'm complaining, but I'm so fortunate because I've had no interruption in employment. I mean, I've had, you know, increases where people are losing jobs, so that I have on my side. So I don't want to be complaining where it could be worse.
Listen, I think it's okay to be angry and frustrated. And when this wasn't the bargain that you made. The bargain you made was, I'm going to have a good job, I'm going to make my payments, I'm going to have some flexibility, I'm going to raise my family. All these 28 million people who are out of work or underemployed right now, all they want to do is have the right to live peacefully, pay their bills, and raise their family. They feel exactly the way you do.
Right.
And until the government, Republicans and Democrats, understand that Americans are hurting big time, and I would count you in that. You're going to take a $30,000, $40,000 hit here. It's going to destroy your credit for a couple of years if you end up doing that short sale.
Uh-huh.
You're paying for this as well, and it just burns me up. And it's okay to be angry and frustrated about that. I wish more people were angry and frustrated and willing to sort of step up and say, wave the flag and say, hey, Washington, look at me if you think it's so easy. Because it's just not that easy.
I know. I don't think they care. I don't know what. I'm just, I don't know what to say.
Well, all I want you to say is I want you to understand that you do have options.
Okay.
And your son comes first. And credit can be fixed. And don't feel stuck. You just get to move ahead. And you just may not get to move ahead in the way exactly that you wanted to. But you're going to get to move ahead, and your son is going to be fine, and you're going to be fine.
Okay, well, thank you so much. I really appreciate listening to you.
Oh, you're welcome, and I really appreciate you listening and being a part of our conversation that's ongoing, because I think the more that we talk about this stuff, the more that somebody's going to be listening. We've got news, weather, and traffic coming up this week in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. There's a special report that looks at what's at stake in the campaign for a penny tax to improve transportation across Metro Atlanta. And as somebody who's regularly stuck in traffic, I'm all for that. It is 9 before the hour, AM 750, now 95.5 FM, News Talk, WSB.
Find her expert advice anytime at thinkglink.com and find her live midday every Sunday on AM 750 and now 95.5 FM, News Talk, WSB.
57 minutes past the hour. So I wish we could go on for another hour. There's so much to talk about, and there are lots and lots of questions left. And unfortunately, we're out of time. So please go to my website, thinkglink.com, thinkglink.com. We hope that you will find some answers there to the questions. There's somebody holding Sue who has a question about Cenlar Bank. I'll try and put up a link to what Freddie Mac had said about Cenlar. It was up last year, but I don't think it's changed much. Things to watch this week, folks. Watch what goes on in Asia. Watch what the response is to this new deal, this $3 trillion deal that possibly will pop up for to save the Eurozone and bail out Greece for that orderly destruction of its debt. And watch what happens with our own stock market this week. We're coming off an awful week. Volatility is high, and some people are talking about the big R, that we are falling into recession. All of that coming up this week. We'll analyze it next week here on the Elite Glink Show and online all the time at my website, thinkglink.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great week.